Intro coming in,
and I'll count down the intro. So that's what happened to me there.
You mean they just they're yapping over there on the mic?
Yapping away.
Those layers of clay. We're gonna knock, knock, knock to the fossil rock.
Oh, we don't have anything. I don't have any questions.
This is the beginning of the show. What are we doing here?
I don't know what he's gonna make.
Doesn't he leave after we do like the intro music, not before?
Yeah, but we don't know.
Does he forget how the show worked?
He doesn't know what he's making, so he can't, like...
Why do we clap?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Leave this in, Greg. This is the best part. Follow us on Patreon.
Intro.
Patreon.com/Dr. Drew Ivermectin.
Intro coming.
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Stay posting the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
That was a bit loud there, Greg. Was that the actual intro? Are we doing the show?
That's the intro.
That's the intro. All right, we did it. Look at us. Welcome to the show. I'll be your host today.
Yeah.
My name is Scott Blake
Scott. I was waiting for Greg to hit the intro.
Well, you
were like
out of the way. I thought I gave a good little Greg Kyle Panetta and Rick little
to my right is Joseph.
Yeah, but you were like
information.
Dorval Isidore.
Yep.
All right, I have things that I'm going to try to turn into a cocktail. We'll see.
Drinks with Joe.
Joe D'Orville.
So I was looking at the depleted roster, seeing what flavor combinations could potentially go together.
Is that some Screwball you got there?
Got some Screwball whiskey, peanut butter whiskey. So I'm going to go with 2 ounces of this bad boy.
Oh, and then I was like, all right, what Uncrustable. Put some grenadine in there.
Peanut butter.
Some peanut butter, some jelly. Grenadine.
Uncrustable.
Is that it? Just
I don't know. I'm just making it up right now. Peanut butter.
Okay, I was like, I feel like this over isn't ice, going far.
Maybe some egg whites in there. The bread.
So I was like, all right, some whiskey, peanut butter whiskey. What could that go well with? And then I looked and I saw some Kahlua. And I was like, you know, peanut butter
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kahlua. Sorry, Kahlua. So, went in with 2 ounces of whiskey. I'm going to go with, let me just go with 1 ounce of Kahlua.
Kahlua, I just met you.
All right, 1 ounce of Kahlua.
I like Kahlua. That's what you drink in church.
And then I was looking around, and I was like, all right, man, that's not a lot to figure out a drink. And then I was like, you know what? Your boy got some cold brew.
Ooh.
To jazz this up a little bit more.
Oh, Dunkin' cold brew. Is that
it's a butter pecan flavor? We'll talk about that.
I was going to say, is that sugar free? But apparently, that's very sugared.
Is it
36 grams of sugar.
Not sugar.
36 grams.
That's not true. That's so not true. He's just making that up.
Well, I looked it up.
It's 3 grams of carbohydrates total.
Oh.
Okay. It's cold brew.
Then take that back.
There's no sugar in your cold brew, is there?
I mean, when you buy store shit and they throw sugar
in it. Well, I think you said the flavor. The flavor you put in there is what he was referencing.
It's not the flavor I put in there. This is the flavor it came with.
Well, I'm saying so. It's flavored, so that's where he thinks the sugar is.
Usually the flavored stuff.
Cold brew in general. 90%
sugar.
As somebody who used to work at Dunkin' Donuts, they don't. So there.
That's where he tried roast beef for the first time, if you don't remember.
It's not where I tried roast beef for the first time. As somebody worked at
Dunkin' Donuts. You
guys had beef? It was in the back. It was in the break room.
No, we never had beef. We had turkey in
it. He's in the break room where he tried.
So there's a syrup they'll put in your drink sometime, and that has sugar in it. but also there's the sugar-free like flavor drops. So I'm assuming they probably flavor dropped this bad boy. So I'm gonna mix this all up.
It's my favorite wrestling movie.
Boy, I'm really hoping. I've never said this before. I'm really hoping the whiskey comes through here. Because if it's just coffee, that's going to be a long night for your boy.
Well, it's peanut butter whiskey, I'm curious. Because you got, what's the flavor of the cold brew?
Butter pecan.
Butter pecan. So you got butter pecan and peanut butter. That's a little too much.
Butter pecan or butter?
The combination is not, they're not melding. So, on first sip, you get...
How much Kahlua did you use?
Peanut butter. I went with like an ounce of Kahlua. On first sip, now everything's coffee. All right? It's all coffee because Kahlua, cold brew, is coffee. But on the first note you get,
Daniel,
is peanut butter. And then, but the back note is then the butter pecan. So... They didn't mesh in a way that I foresaw.
You're just drinking each item separately into your mouth.
Yeah, each item separate, basically. Yeah,
he spun it.
Didn't really.
He stirred it, but it didn't really meld.
I was looking for a mind melding, and that's not what happened. It's not what took place there.
It's not good?
It's not good, but it's not, and it's not bad.
It's it because there is no sugar? Is that the problem?
It could potentially be. Maybe if I ran and got some simple syrup. But the thing is, with whiskey,
coffee creamer, you could throw
in there.
It
tastes sweet. I got some Bailey's actually. I can go grab.
Ooh, probably. Throw some Bailey's.
We'll go grab some Bailey's.
See if we can get that to Kurt. Cup.
So that's some cream.
This is the segment where
Joe pukes on Joe makes camera.
Pukes up coffee. Every coffee item in his house, he's gonna make a drink out of.
Hey,
except the cold espresso. Oh, you know, just hanging out.
How's your skin color? Had some, you getting some sun?
I got some sun. Did some top golf for my birthday.
That vitamin D.
I'm gonna do a little top golf.
That's not in the sun. Right? That's very much shaded.
I beat everybody in Angry Birds Top Golf.
Missing targets. Nice.
Angry Birds.
Going with an ounce of Bailey's.
All right. It's a long pour. We don't have any content on the show.
Run this over.
So we're trying to make Joe's drink segment 45 minutes.
I feel like this is going to curdle.
I think it's going to curdle up. Why would it curdle up?
Because it's weird.
It won't curdle. Curdle, curdle, curdle.
Sounds fun to do that. Why? Curdle, curdle, curdle. All
right.
Have you guys seen...
Curdling. Looks good.
The new... Adam Sandler movie.
It helped bridge the flavors.
What's the new Adam Sandler? Have I?
But...
Epic Gilmore too.
It's still not a drink I would go back to often. It's too coffee.
It's too coffee?
Too much coffee.
Would you have it in the morning if you had you're having a rough morning? Would you make one?
Would I have it in the morning?
Throw it in like your Starbucks cup and run out the door with it?
Yeah, probably. Not bad for that.
Pulled over.
I'd probably put actual milk this morning, sir? In it though. To kind of dilute
does whiskey
it a
count
or something.
Just got my Starbucks here.
Got some
Kahlua. I'd give it a 4.5 out of 8 Joes. Yeah,
that's not too bad. I'm giving it more. That's I haven't bad. Tasted it yet, but I like it. I'm giving it 5.
Yeah, the Bailey's did help bring it together, so that's good. That's good.
Excellent. You should try some grenadine.
Excelente.
You know what, Scott? Next time we're making the peanut butter jelly. We're figuring it out.
The uncrustable.
Sorry.
Yeah, you gotta have bread that just cut off of it in a circle.
Ooh, a little bread garnish that you dip in there.
No,
There you go.
Ooh, maybe like a vanilla Oreo cookie as the garnish. Is it the bread?
No.
Okay, I can work with that.
And then you dip it in there. You eat it like a milk and Oreos. No?
No.
That's the show.
No.
No. Greg, you had a question?
Grenadine?
I got a question. I got a question.
Do they make a jelly liqueur?
I got a question for you guys.
I was thinking like...
They make like a grape liqueur?
A grape or something? Yeah. That
makes more sense. Are you guys ever laying in bed and then you start just rubbing your legs together to help you go to sleep? It's called cricketing. You guys know about cricketing?
Is this a bit from podcast you guys watch?
I don't think this is a bit. No, I think this is a legitimate
cricketing.
No. Cricketing.
I thought it was a sign of like autism. If
people
you're doing that
need to rub their
maybe subconsciously
their feet and their shins and their legs together.
Let me lower try legs to think about
it. Do I do that? I'm kind of thinking. Well, the question is, I think the bigger question is, how do you sleep? You'd have to sleep on your side to do this.
You like doing a running man in bed?
You'd have to sleep on your side, because if you're sleeping either forward or on your... Forward? If you're sleeping on your back or on your stomach...
Do you guys sleep forward in bed? Do you guys put your feet towards like the headboard? You lay on your stomach with your feet towards the headboards, that way you're
or your back
ready for combat.
I don't know how it'd look, but I like to sleep with my feet spread out. So I don't know if I want my feet together.
Define spread out.
So I sleep on my belly. I sleep on my tummy.
Sleep on your tummy?
The feet are kinda, a jar, a little opening.
Akimbo.
There's a crease. Akimbo.
Slice?
R.I.P.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to sleep on my stomach, but now I can't anymore. My body can't do it.
Really?
I don't know what
it's like the only way I can sleep, man. It's the only way I can sleep.
I was gaining weight because then I would be uncomfortable and slept on my stomach. I'd be, I'm gaining weight.
Oh, maybe that's
like
5
feet off the ground.
Maybe that's why I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, 5 feet.
So I got a... Head cocked to the side, arm like wrapped underneath.
If
you
had your face like smashing the pillow on your stomach, I'd be concerned. I'd be concerned.
Well, I'm
trying to take myself out.
I sleep.
Is he dead? No, he just sleeps like that.
But I put like the pillow on the edge, so you have space.
He's got one of those TikTok pillows where you put your arms underneath it.
I do.
No TikTok pillows.
As a matter of fact,
if the lady hears you say that, though, she might look one up and find it.
A lady, find one of the TikTok pillows where you can stick your face in it and put your arms in it.
They have channels to put your arms in.
It's like a massage one. I'm a side sleeper. I switch between sides all night long.
Not a big side. I used to be a side sleeper, but then I
found
this position.
It also helps stops the snoring when I'm sleeping on my side.
Locked in.
Well, but if I ever get my sleep study and have to do the fight.
When I'm overweight.
Right. How's that going?
I'll be a back sleeper. I hadn't heard.
Have they studied your sleep?
Set it up.
Schedule happening.
I haven't heard back from them to set it up yet.
Get it together.
My doctor said don't do the at-home sleep studies. It's not as accurate, so you gotta go do the...
You know everything, doctor.
In the laboratory.
You gotta go to the one where you sleep on a treadmill.
Yeah. I can do that.
Cricket, is this something you engage in, Greg? The cricketing?
It is not. However, someone close to me that might sleep in the same bed does it.
Wow. Outing.
I think it's like a self-soothe thing to some degree.
Yeah, it is. It's relaxing. Yeah. But it's a thing. Look it up, cricketing.
So Marcus is a cricketer.
Is there anything... Like, I just, laid out some of the things I do. Do you guys have any pre-sleep rituals, routine things that you do? One of the things I do, I like to get in at least 2 games of Sudoku to really wear out the mind, like, maximize my mind so that when I turn it off, it's like, whew, and I can just fall asleep.
That's smart.
I
don't.
scroll TikTok until I start falling asleep.
Watch Scott, sports like or watch TV until I start nodding off, and then I go to bed.
You got a TV in that room there, Greg?
No. No. Don't. Dang. But I'll be in the living room, and then I'll go to bed.
Joe, after your
tablet time? Tablet time?
No, I should. I should tablet time. I could use my
after your games.
Ray Neos.
Ooh.
To
Raycons?
Watch TV in bed. Watch TV in bed.
Do you just shut the phone off and then close your eyes and go to sleep?
No. I try not to watch TV.
Do you put it on the soothing?
I for sure don't watch sports in bed.
Yeah, so you don't want to get aroused.
I'll go out in the living room or coming down the office and watch the end of a game. And then I'll go into the...
All the ladies in chat are self-soothing. I'm not going to ask questions.
But yeah, so... No, I don't really watch. Why? Are you saying too many TVs?
Watching? No, do you just shut everything off and then like close your eyes?
Yeah, I shut everything off. That is something I developed doing in my older age. Probably once I started paying my own electric bill, honestly, here in Atlanta. But when I was younger, I was always the kid that, like, I just kept the TV running until I fell asleep, and then, you know, hopefully I put it on sleep timer. But then, yeah, like, when I got to college, I'd probably still, like, listen to a podcast or something when I went to sleep. I think that's why I made that pivot. And I think now I still probably will throw on a pod or, like, an anime and just put that on before I'm going to bed.
When I was single, I would, Kelly would just put it in the chat. She did the same thing. I would read every night when I got in bed, and then I would wind down reading, and then that's how what I do.
That year I was reading more.
What'd you read? Did you turn on the subtitles?
I throw on a show.
Step Brother. Where are you stuck in there?
I used to read books. I get it.
Man,
how did you get in that washing machine, stepsister?
Why are your clothes off?
Hilarious. Pretty funny. Our update. Your boy's still been making ice cream. So part of why I had that cold brew.
Did you make any NyQuil ice cream?
No. Scott.
Joey's like thinking about it. He's like, you know what?
No, I'm saying it's very dangerous. And I'm very worried about you and your mental state if you're considering NyQuil ice cream.
That's because you're sick. That's all.
Whether you're suggesting it or not.
I was combining it too.
No, I'm pretty good, actually. I still just got a runny nose, which is fucking annoying. It just won't go away. But as far as the sneezing, the body, like, ache, contraction, you know, tense up thing, all that's done. That was pretty much done. I think I had, like, one or two more sneezes on Thursday. And then by Friday, I think I was completely done sneezing. So... Yeah, I feel 100%, except for the fucking, like I said, I got congestion, still congested, which is very annoying.
As long as you don't have a post-nasal drip, that's the worst.
But, no, so I've been making ice cream. Last week, after I talked to you guys, I made a couple flavors. Also, I laid down a rule in the house now, so it's more of a self-imposed rule. Monday through Thursday.
Four ice creams in the fridge at the time.
No, I have five Monday containers.
Through Thursday, sorbets.
Monday through Thursdays, sorbets.
Thursdays.
And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, ice cream. So last week, I had, I made the strawberry cheesecake ice cream. Guys, so perfect, so delicious. Yeah. And if you don't remember, I said I was going to, instead of some of the tricks that I saw people trying to do, like just putting graham crackers in it and blending that, or taking a block of cream cheese, freezing it, and then chopping that and putting it in there. It was fucking too salty. It was a terrible idea. Instead, I just went to the frozen food aisle and just got like a great value, two cheesecakes in one, and then I just cut up like a half a cheesecake and put it in there and put some real strawberries like in there too.
Like a slice or like a whole cheesecake?
It was like a slice, Scott. It was a slice. It was a slice.
I'm picturing him taking a whole ass half a cheesecake. He's like chopped it up in one pint. I don't know why it was so good.
It was a slice. Cut that in half, put it in there, and then took like, I think like two or three strawberries, put it in there as well. Now, I already had like a strawberry cream cheese base for the ice cream. Blended that up, and that came out fucking amazing. And then Saturday, I had a cold brew, butter pecan flavored cold brew, as I just had.
A little screwball in there?
No screwball, but I made that ice cream. That was the base. It was a coffee ice cream base. Then I put some pecans in it, and then I put some Oreo thins in it, and that came out really well. And then on Sunday, I had just a regular simple vanilla base. Pretty much. I had a simple vanilla base, and then
pine upside down.
Went back to a classic. Just put my symphony bar in there and let that blend up. And enjoy.
What's your vanilla base made out of?
Oh, so Scott. Also, was after getting my my protein powder, my casein protein. So my vanilla base is
it's brand Fair Gold. Life
2% milk. No, I didn't get the gold. I just got a basic ass one. Because it was cheap as hell. And I got it unflavored. But
unflavored? That's the whole point, is to add flavoring.
I didn't want to add flavoring because I'm adding flavor in my ice creams. And I didn't want it to have any overpowering flavor of any sort. So Fairlife milk. That's how you get 13 grams. So one cup of that bad boy is 13 grams of protein. So boom. Then you get your protein powder. Then you throw in a pinch of salt, gram of xanthan gum, 50 grams of your sweetener,
and
erythritol. And then 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. That's my vanilla base right there. So, like, I did that, and then for, like, the strawberry cheesecake one, I then had, like, put one-third of a cup of strawberry cream cheese, threw that in there, blended that up, and boom, that was the base for that one. And then for the coffee ice cream, I did that, and then I added, like, I think, like, 1 ounce, not 1 ounce, what the fuck am I talking about? I think like 100 ounces or 150 ounces of the cold brew on top of that.
Seems like a lot of ounces. Yeah.
Sorry, grams. that was a lot of ounces. You're right. Thanks for calling me out there. I put like 100 grams of that in there. So a big part of this is getting a digital scale. Got to have a digital scale to make sure your measurements are proper.
Got to have a digital scale.
Digital. Well, yeah, and then that's Monday, me and Ariel, because she was off on Monday, and so we made the bases for all our sorbets for the week. So we had a peach sorbet yesterday. I had a mango that I already had in the freezer.
What's your sorbet base?
Sorbet base is literally sorbet is super easy. So if you're scared about getting the ninja,
what's your sorbet?
I thought about it when you first said it, and I was like, it's right there. I don't know how you didn't get there. If you want to start off with something simple and easy, the sorbet is kind of it. So all I do is get, like, a frozen bag of fruit, so, like, the mango. I get a frozen bag of mango, put it in my blender, put, like, between 275 grams to 300 grams in the blender. One... 140 ounces of water, 50 grams of your sweetener, 1 gram of xanthan gum, and a pinch of salt. Blend that up, throw it in the freezer, and there's your sorbet. That's all it is. It's just fruit water, a little sweetener, a pinch of salt, boom. You're good to go.
Fruit and water, fruit and water.
So like I had, so this was the first time Ariel was home while I was making it, so I had her help me, and we made a peach, a pineapple, a watermelon, and a strawberry.
Strawberries, yum.
You gotta do the peach one for the home state.
Yeah, a little home state cooking. So yeah, I had all those. Had the watermelon before the show today. Don't know if I'll do it again because I did it with fresh watermelon. I don't want to say too sweet, but it was funny because Aaron was like, man, this is kind of overpowering. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of the first time we've ever had something watermelon flavored. That was watermelon actually flavor. Made with watermelon, probably.
Hi.
So it's not just watermelon flavoring, it's actual watermelon. And I was like, man, the flavor is kind of like, it was strong.
Too much watermelon?
It was kind of too much watermelon. I don't know what it was. It was good, but like, if I were to make it again, I'd definitely have some of it one night and then put it away. I wouldn't try to eat all of it again all in one night, all in one sitting. Because like yesterday, I'd say we probably went 60-40 because she would have some, I would have some. Well, not yesterday, because yesterday she was kind of asleep. When we did the mango, it was like a 60-40. Yesterday it was like a 90-10.
You like the mango? Like
90-10. Like the mango. Really big fan of the
mango.
Now
you need to make a mango, no, a peach cobbler with, throw some graham crackers with the peaches and their ice cream base.
Yeah, I was about to say it's possible. Because the same way like I did the pumpkin, I could get like the peaches pie filling, throw that in there, and then yeah, like you said, just throw the graham crackers in there. Wouldn't be bad. I think some people have done it already, but I'm not really a peach cobbler type of guy. I'm not really a fruit with my ice cream type of guy in that same way. Like strawberry I can get by, but like I ain't trying to get all these different fruits in my ice cream.
Strawberry's like the only fruit I don't want in my ice cream anymore.
Really? Well, I'm not a big strawberry fruit guy, but since I'm making it with real strawberries, I mean, you know. Because the thing is, strawberries can taste artificial real fast, but if you're making it with real strawberries, it kind of doesn't, so.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the ice cream update, Joe.
Can't wait till next week.
Let's see if our Joe to the front friend has any.
I do a blueberry cream.
Hey guys, updates. You guys ever made ice cream at home?
Hey guys, it's Knut here. I'm back with another question. Nice and simple one this week. What's under your back seat or on your back seat in your car? You know, those things which basically, it's not really organized, but just sort of stays in the back of your car. It doesn't really sort of need to be in the front of the car, but you just keep it in the back of the car. Could be a jacket, clothing. I don't know. You tell me. Maybe you're lazy and it's full of garbage. So have a think about it. What's in your back seat or just, you know, hidden under the back seat? Maybe your front seats. I actually kept a frisbee in my car and like those three-legged boomerangs. I don't know why. I always feel like I'm going to pull over one day and just throw a boomerang around. Maybe it's a strange thing. All right, over you guys.
100% an Australian thing. Of course he has a boomerang in his car.
100% three-legged boomerang, though.
I was hoping he was joking, but then he went into so much detail where I was like, I think he's telling the truth here. Yeah.
Those three-legged boomerangs, they do come back to you. The real boomerangs don't come back to you.
They can also hit you in the shin and then cut it right open, too.
True.
But, yeah, I think this is a I don't want to say two Americas, but obviously a different. I have a sedan, so I don't have a under my back seat. He kept saying under your
I
back
think he
seat.
Means under the front seats, but in the floorboard of the okay, back seat. That was That's what confusing. I was thinking he was referring to.
He also said on top of your seat, so what's in the car?
Yeah, he then yeah, said like, on top, and I was like, okay. But then he doubled back,
what's in the back
towards the end and said under the back seat. I was like, what is he talking about?
Under the seat, I reach under there. There's like Slim Jim wrappers that shove back in there.
In the back seat, I have my basketball, but even though my basketball is next to me today because I accidentally brought it in the house. But usually it's in the back seat.
I hate when I accidentally bring it in the house.
I just grabbed everything I was walking in, and then like halfway up the stairs, I was like, oh, shit, I got the ball in my hand.
Took it to the hole.
I was supposed to leave that. I hate when that happens. Oh, I got the balls in my hand again.
Leave it in the car. But, yeah, so using my basketball's back there.
Oh, balls in my hand. questions.
Right now, I have my DTC2 is in the backseat. That's the car that'll give you like car information when you plug it into like the little thing.
Yep. Code reader.
I got that after I heard Tyler
code reader
once, and I was like, code reader. Yeah, I was like, I need to get one of those to figure out what's my issue with my car. Got one issue taken care of, but the keg engine came back on, so I still think the catalytic converter or no, it's the camshaft something or other is an issue right now. So, don't know how that.
Your brake fluid's leaking?
No, brake fluid's not leaking.
You'll know.
My coolant was leaking, so I had to get a new radiator. Bought one off Amazon, had it installed by.
That's you not bought a radiator on Amazon?
Yes.
Did you get the Amazon Basics one, or did you get the first one from China?
I think I'm spoiling my.
Oh, you got a radiator, is encouragement.
Yeah. I have.
More to it. There's more to it. There.
I have a dog bed in the back now. It's covered most of the back seat, but you used to keep like grocery cubes or bags, you know, that you reusable and rain jackets. But a lot of times, those will be in the back of the hatch of the SUV. But yeah, got to keep a rain jacket in there. So. That's about it. In Colorado, always had a coat, a jacket, or a coat. Always had like just in case.
You never an knew ice scraper. It's gonna
blow. Oh, definitely. Yeah. Brush, snow brush, ice scraper. Umbrella is probably under that seat somewhere.
Do you guys say umbrella or umbrella?
For sure, keep a jacket. Umbrella.
Oh. Umbrella.
When it's umbrella. Winter, I definitely keep a jacket back there. But right now. Even though we had like a random like 50 degrees a couple days ago.
We need rain, baby. We need rain.
Hitting spring. We're hitting spring levels, which is great.
What is it, spring?
But I have a question for you, Scott.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like this.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
I got a question for Scott. There we go. Hey. Scott, how have you taken advantage, and how do you feel about the new all-inclusive packages that Vegas is advertising? Are you pro the all-inclusive experience?
What is this now?
Or are you? Yeah, because Vegas is like a cruise now. Apparently, like they're doing all-inclusive packages.
Some of them are good deals. Price. Some of them are good deals.
Yeah, I've heard.
I wouldn't do it because it's a high roller. I get everything.
Yeah, so you get like a booze package. You get like a food package.
MGM has one where you get three meals a day.
Yeah,
for like two or three days.
MGM closed their last buffet. I heard
the buffet.
They did
no more buffet. No more buffet.
Buffets are gone.
There were only like five buffets left. That's an
indicator if I've ever seen one.
It's a recession indicator. Trump's closing the buffets.
I mean, literally can't keep food in people's mouths.
They're good deals for non-degenerates that don't get stuff for free.
Comped everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Bam. I was wondering because
that'd be a good deal for you too
it.
Because you may not like you get your comps by losing a lot of money. So maybe if you
that's true.
For the comp,
if you don't want to just lose
free,
money,
the food and drink package and then. Entertain yourself.
But like three meals a day, like I'm good with like one and a half maybe. I don't need three meals a day.
I agree. Yes.
That's true.
Three meals a day is too much.
Well, but if you actually go with like someone else, maybe they could partake in the three meals a day while you're at the Keno.
I mean, sure. Yeah. Yeah. They leave at breakfast, they have lunch, and then they'll still be at the Keno machine while they're while we go get dinner.
Yeah, so
you thinking about getting a package show?
I don't
Levitar
know.
Talking about all these
like,
all inclusive packages?
No, it wasn't Levitar that I heard this from. This is actually Kev on stage. Shout out to Kev on stage. You know, but yeah, no, it was. People are just looking at them. People are talking about it. You know,
hey, it's
Vegas
working.
Is not doing too hot right now, and
Vegas
it's
is
trying
dead.
To drum
they
up
need to...
some support. Not support, but. intrigue. Try to drum up some intrigue, some interest, get people back.
It's too big for his britches these days. People can't afford it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, inflation really is kicking their ass.
They're catering to all the rich. They need that mob
money back.
Well, I mean, you can afford certain things, but there's so many rooms and so many things. Like, there's not enough people that can fill those.
And yeah, especially when big
ticket items with like the sphere and shit that costs so much for losing money.
True.
And then like the F1, the Grand Prix is unaffordable for fucking anybody because it's. I mean, you can go.
I don't.
If you want a VIP, the package, we get like I want.
You can't detour on the F1. It's like the track is very specific.
Pretty good, Scott. If we could detour and just into some economic discussions, I don't.
The collapse of our economy?
Pretty much. I don't understand the. And Greg kind of outlined it perfectly with Vegas, but. The trend of, hey, let's make it more expensive so we can get the fewest amount of people that will be able to get in here instead of making it more price friendly to get the maximum amount of people.
Because you make more money with more people, even if it's lower.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't make any logical sense because this is not real money.
Did you guys ever play, this is of your guys' era, this is kind of me jumping into your guys' era. Did you guys ever play like the computer games like Roller Coaster Tycoon
and
Lemonade Tycoon? Yeah. I always, even as a kid, I knew like, okay, let's make everything cheaper. Because then if we sell more, because that's going to make people want to buy more of them. And the more you sell... The money will even out.
These guys started never played Roller Coaster Tycoon. Can't believe that.
It started with, you know, you had, you know, pretty reasonably priced stuff and levels. You get a little more and more. Then they started doing the exclusive VIP packages, like at concerts and stuff. All right, you pay a normal price for a ticket, but you do the VIP and meet the band or hang out backstage. So you're like, all right, you get the ticket for $35, cool, but then you pay $250 for the VIP. And then... They just started raising the price to pretty much the VIP level, and you're not even getting VIP anymore. You're just paying the same price as the VIP for nothing. It's just the basic price.
Just to get in the building. And now the VIP is like $1,000.
But they're not selling it like what's going to happen with the World Cup. It's like they're going to be empty stadiums.
Sure. I don't think there's going to be a stadium.
They'll eventually drop prices, but there's people not coming to the country. People are not coming. And,
really the biggest issue with the World Cup is just people aren't coming.
Why wouldn't they come? I love my Browns. You got swaths of
countries that are just not going to show up.
Love my Browns.
And it's not even all out of, the annoyance that is, you know, traveling to the U.S. right now and dealing with the stadium security. Some of it's off principle because, like, Mike Ryan always talks about on the Levitard show, European fans are used to paying a certain price for certain things, and they're looking at those prices like, you tell me I have to pay to get there, and then I'm going to pay $200 to just get to potentially get in the building, more like $300, $400. Like, yeah, that's not worth it.
Yeah.
So I was about to say the World Cup is going to be. Man, there's a potential for it to be a big dud if they don't end up papering tickets.
Especially with the U.S. men's team being so bad.
Oh, man. God damn. The U.S. men's team. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. That's like the third or fourth team I'm rooting for at this point.
Well, they just need to get more of those Haiti, eagle funnels in the crowd.
Man. I was about to say, those tickets were great, but those were fucking friendly. Like, if those were the prices, like, I was in the 100 for $50. Like, that would be, you know, more but likely. It's like, or some type of package or something.
There's no reason to do it like they've always done. Certain
number of games.
You have the cheap seats. They don't have cheap seats anymore.
The cheap seats are like.
There aren't any cheap seats.
Literally, I'm monitoring the tickets.
And when it's so easy to watch stuff on television, you would think you'd be more likely to get the cheap seats.
More
you
incentivized to try to get people inside. I've been monitoring the Haiti Morocco tickets. They're at like the cheap seats are at like $275 for Haiti, Morocco. I'm like, who's setting these prices? What are we doing, guys? It's like a 70-seat stadium. It doesn't need to be this expensive. Like, how much money is too much money at a certain point? $70,000. Sorry, thank you. It's like, man, like, who?
It's not reality. It's like the whole Saudi Arabia spending all this money on stuff. And it's like, that's what they think people are going to, everyone's doing. It's like spending all this money. There aren't enough people to spend this money.
I was about to say.
There's only a limited number of people. Like, it comes back to the 99% and the 1%. It's like, they're catering to the 1%. And it's like,
the 1%.
Even they're not buying. Because they got their right now, they the got their one they got to be 1% by not spending the fucking money.
I can't even get seats about, to Haiti versus Peru.
It's Morocco. I'm going to talk about something later, Greg, and that kind of is so well illustrated in this TV show. What was I going to say? Oh, and then you have like all these cities, like because it's so expensive. Everybody's kind of doing something that is more cost effective for the fans, where they're building these like sports centers, or it's kind of like like how Wrigleyville is set up. It's kind of how the Battery is set up, but they're building them closer to the stadiums of arenas. Like that. I think I sent you the one on Instagram where it's like they're building like a. It's a, what is it called? It's like a, not a dry, it's the opposite of dry. Open container district in downtown Atlanta in like a fan fest area.
Yeah.
And they're going to have like the games on projectors and stuff like that, where it's not, it's going to be way more cost effective to do they something like that than actually go to the game. Field. I was about to say, I know in Decatur, over in Decatur, like a bunch of the bars, they're going to be setting it up where they're going to be playing certain games at certain times. So, like, if you go into this bar, you can see England. If you go into this bar, you can see France. Like, every bar is going to be its own country. So, it's like the cities are adapting to – I don't think everybody's going to get in to the games. So, let's try to actually profit and, you know, make something that that is, like, cost-effective and as enjoyable for the fans and the viewers. So,
and they're not associated with the event.
And it's not associated with – anything FIFA related or anything. Yeah, they're just doing it on their own. So it's the ticket, like once the tickets prices came out, it was just like, well, everybody figure it out.
Yeah, it's annoying. All right,
let's go on to moving pictures.
What's the deal?
Welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
All right, this one's interesting. First time, long time. Didn't see a movie this past week. Yeah, crazy. But I've been watching a lot of TV. First show I'm going to talk about is The Testament. The Testament spinoff show.
Let's talk about Jesus.
Continuation of, no, it's not about Jesus technically, Scotty, but it's a continuation of The Handmaid's Tale. We've now shifted perspective, and we've gone forward a couple years. We're following June's daughter, Hannah, now referred to as Agnes. That's her Gilead name. We're following her, this young girl. I can't remember her name. I want to say Mary, but I know it's not Mary.
Mary Joseph. Magdalene.
Testament. What is her name? Oh, the laundry's finished. Agnes and Daisy. Her name's Daisy. That's such a name. That's not her name in Gilead, though. I think that's her name outside of Gilead.
Wait, Handmaid's Tale takes place in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Mm.
It takes place like it. They made it modern day. Yeah. So her name is Daisy, huh? So yeah, it's following her. It's kind of a coming of age in Gilead. I'm hoping, I want to know how many seasons it's going to have, because I don't know if I want to commit to it too long, because they have, in a way, dumbed down this version of it. There's a lot. It's based off a book just like the original was, but they're shifting focus from these two characters. And I know in the book, it shifts focus between Aunt Lydia, Agnes, a.k.a. Hannah, and Daisy. So the show is kind of following a similar path, because for the first two episodes, for the first two or three episodes, we were Agnes was our narrator, and then for the last two episodes, Daisy has been our narrator. And I just, there's a funkiness with just how they're doing the narration and how it's written. It's a lot of I can't fucking believe it. And it's
like, she the okay. protagonist.
I see what you did there, Scotty. I see what you did there. But all right, that's that show. I'm enjoying. This is going to be weird to say, but I'm enjoying being back at Gilead because I just want to see. I have to watch this show because I have to see Gilead taken down, and I'm locked in. I'm committed at this point. So anything to see them taken down is, you know, what I live for. And then I think after that is Beef. Yeah, Beef on Netflix came back, season two of Beef. The first season was with Steven Yeun and Ali Wong. This season is, they made it a, what's the name? Anthology. And this season is starring Oscar Isaac and Carey Mulligan. The third time they have been on a project together. They were in Drive together. They were also in Inside Llewyn Davis together. Also starring Kaylee Spani and Charles Melton. Charles Melton, a young actor who I really
Charles
like.
Melton Riley.
Was it Warfare? He was in Warfare. I thought he was really, really good.
Good joke
Warfare.
For people.
William Finkner is in it. William Finkner. Kind of great in everything he's in at this point. Just a really, Sphinxer. Really good character actor. But for me, Charles Melton really stole the show in this.
Bless you.
Bless you. Jesus Christ. That was an aggressive scene.
I forgot to set the gate.
I'm a violent sneezer. But yeah, Greg, what you were talking about. So in this season of Beef, it's tiered through generation, but also class, similar to the first season. So you have Gen Z represented, you have Gen X represented, and then you have Millennials represented. Gen X is the least represented, but it's there in hints. It's really a Millennials versus Gen Z. But so then the class structure is you have the Gen Z who have nothing and they're mad at how late stage capitalism and everything that's done. Then you have the Millennials who have a proximity to power, a proximity to wealth, but they are themselves not wealthy. And then you have the wealthy class. And Oscar Isaac plays the GM of this country club. And throughout the entirety of the season, it's these very, very rich people constantly acting for something for free. To what you were saying, like they have, oh, I can get on my private jet and do this, but hey, you want to give me a complimentary free round of golf this weekend because of this one inconvenience? Like, oh yeah, sure, I guess I have to do it. But yeah, the show is really enjoyable, really funny, and it's a mess. I don't know if Greg, you'll like it. Greg, did you like the first season? Did you watch the first season?
Beef, because I didn't.
No. Okay.
Oh, that's the one. Where there's a car accident or something.
Almost got into a car wreck and then they just were hating each other for the whole season.
So it's kind of like
a similar premise. There's an inciting incident and then it kind of just drags. It constantly puts these group of people in direct conflict with each other for eight episodes. It is, I was going to say, I don't know if you would like it because it is like, oh, I hate all these people, TV.
Right.
Like, it's just, there's no character that you like, I like. But I will say, I did like one character a whole lot because he's kind of a dummy, but he's like half dumb, half smart, but very funny. Like, his portrayal the whole season just kept cracking me up. But shout out to my boy Austin. But yeah, those are the two shows I'm watching right now. The Pit finished last week. Enjoyable, great final episode. Can't wait for the next season to start. Abbott, me and Ariel watched the end of Abbott. Abbott ended today. They had an hour long block. We watched it from 8 to 8:30.
Couple episodes behind on that one.
Yeah, it was a two episode back to back. And Scrubs had their last episode of their revival last week.
Let me ask you about episodes. Abbott. A couple episodes ago, I don't know how many it was, but when they're trying to pick their vacation place, and he's like, let's go to Atlantic City, blah, blah, blah. I thought the storyline was going to be that he was afraid to fly, and it just turns out that he's cheap or whatever. And then I realized, like, I never really saw them together. I mean, I knew that's where they were going from the beginning, but they just, to me, they didn't seem like a fit. But that's like, especially when that conversation is like, this is them, and how did they get this far before this coming out, you know? This kind of stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it kind of almost came to a head when they were looking for an apartment, when they were going to move in together.
Right.
He was trying to find a way to be like, what's in our price range, everything like that. And but they're kind of an odd couple, because he is very
well, she's gonna be an odd couple with anybody she's with, because she's quirky. But
well, in a way her and the first guy from the first season, it kind of made sense in a way.
Yeah,
it is an odd couple, but it kind of makes sense
because he had his thing
with her and Greg. Because Gregory's just such a kind of uptight dude.
Right.
Where she is like a bubbly personality. Mirrors my life in some ways. Oh, man. She's way more bubbly than I am. And I can be way more of a stickler. But the opposite, though. I'm the one that's bad with cash, I'd say.
Still learning. Still young. That's the whole point.
Still learning. Growing all right. Up. I'm budgeting it, right? Look, all my bills are paid.
Appliances to buy.
You know what? I'm pretty much done with the appliances at this point. The funny thing, she called me out yesterday. What'd you say?
Air fryer?
I've been at air fryer. Come on, Scott. What do you think?
Come on, Scott. What do you take me for?
She called me out the other day, though. She was like, these appliances. No microwave, huh? I was like, look. The last thing I'm going to do is spend $80 on
that's
a damn
the one
microwave.
You don't have. You can get one for $20 at fucking Walgreens.
I was like, I'm going to get a whole
market. I can live without one, but I would notice it not being there. I don't use it a lot, but some things are just easier.
Yeah.
Like, I would prefer to use other meat.
Your whole life, you sort of need it there. Yeah.
And I've had it my whole life. I think it was Monday.
Yeah, do you allow her to buy things, Joe?
Yesterday. She buys things, yeah. She has bought stuff for the guest bathroom.
We need a microwave, and I'm not allowed to buy one.
I don't think she wants to spend $80 for a damn microwave.
We don't need $80. When were you trying to?
We went to Walmart.
Seven levels of popcorn.
It was expensive. We went to Amazon.
Go to
it was expensive.
Joe, go to a thrift store. Go to a thrift store.
Ooh, Goodwill.
Yeah, we were thinking either thrift store or
get one that someone cooked meth in, so it's like in the walls. So
but yesterday when she got home, I was reheating because she made some mashed potatoes. She made some mashed potato, broccoli, and what was it? Meatloaf on Monday.
Oh, so you just tossed it into the oven?
So I threw the meatloaf
4 hours
in the air fryer. I threw the
heated
meatloaf
up the whole
in the
house.
Air fryer. And then I put the mashed potatoes and the broccoli in a saucepan, and I put a bigger saucepan under it filled with water, put the top on the saucepan.
You made a double broiler saucepan?
I made a double broiler and let it steam heat, and that's when she called me out. She was like, this stuff. We don't have a microwave. And I was like, you know what? Touche.
He's got a magic fucking ice cream machine. He won't refuse to spend $80 on a microwave.
It's the principle of it.
The guy has a smoker in the backyard. Refuses to buy a microwave.
Do I have a smoker? I swear the last time I got a microwave, it was like $50 for like a good one.
How do you make a cup of noodles? Do you boil your water?
I don't make cup of noodles, Scott. Come on. I love my body. Come on now. she'll if she's making ramen though, she'll just do like the stovetop version of it though. Also, you could do a cup of ramen.
Popcorn? You guys know you eat popcorn?
You could boil the water and put it in the thing. No, I don't like popcorn. Not that I don't like popcorn. I don't like eating popcorn.
Wait, you like popcorn? You just don't like eating it?
So if at this point, if I'm going to eat popcorn, it's only going to be like smart food, the smart food white cheddar popcorn. Just butter popcorn, I had too much of it as a kid, and I just don't like it anymore. Not a big fan of it anymore.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It's one of those things like we had all the time, like over Redenbacher. Like we had so much fucking pop. What was the blue brand?
It
was
the brand. Act 2 or Act 3?
Yeah, something like that.
That's what we had. We had
so
nonstop supply of Act popcorn. 3 popcorn.
It was insane, bro. Like, yeah. By the time I got to like high school, I was like, I'm cool off popcorn.
Remember Pop Secret?
I don't
Secret?
Ever need to have popcorn.
Remember Pop Secret? It turned color when you pop it. What's the best?
No, I don't remember that one. My aunt, for like every year up until I was like 14, 15, for Christmas, she would buy us like the trifold tin of.
Ooh, that was the best tin.
Caramel, butter, regular, and cheese.
Yeah. Jeez.
The Walgreens CVS Dwayne Wade tin.
Yeah.
So Dwayne Reed? Dwayne Wade? Wait, what is it?
I was like, Dwayne Wade? What's Put some respect on his name, all right?
Isn't Dwayne Reed the hospital the president goes to?
Walter Reed. Dwayne Reed is the CVS / Walgreens of New York. That's what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Walter Wade popcorn.
Walter White popcorn. It's blue.
Yeah, and then popcorn gets stuck in the gums and everything. It's just a mess.
Trying to merge 12 things together.
I don't even get it when I go to the theater. Like, that was the one thing that, like, when I was in my dating phase of life, I was like,
Whoa, we don't talk about this.
Man, I hope nobody ever go on a date with to the movies is like, can we get popcorn? Because I'm going to be like, I don't get popcorn.
You have to stick your dick in the bun, right?
Dude,
I don't get popcorn.
Just get it.
And luckily, no one ever really did. You know, I was like, "Oh, let's." I was always a fun guy. I was like, "Hey, let's stop by and get some snacks and put it in your purse,
the popcorn,
and sneak it in."
You had mushrooms at the theater?
No, didn't have mushrooms, guy. We'd sneak in like
someone
snacks.
That joke
from the outside. No, I don't get it. Is that also to the penis? Because the mushroom with the tip?
Nope.
Is that what happened? No?
Okay.
No. I was trying to figure out what you're doing there.
Imagine movie theater butter in your pee hole. Oof.
Doesn't sound fun. I'll tell you that right now. But
it might be fun. Great lubricant.
Don't be into that.
Did you guys watch Jury Duty?
Didn't watch the first season, haven't watched the second season.
Haven't watched the first season yet, but I did not watch the second season, if that's what you're asking.
Well, first season with Jury Duty, the second season is Company Retreat. Both
it's like Company Retreat,
Really, really great. Both are great. You should watch them.
What are they on? Hulu? Spike
Prime.
TV?
They're on Prime now. Amazon.
Spike TV?
I am watching, for the anime lovers out there, I've started watching Jujutsu Kaisen. Show that people have been telling me to watch.
I don't think your brother listens to the show.
Finished the first season the other day. Started the second season. I guess the first couple episodes of the second season is like a flashback. So that really threw me off because I was like, why is Gojo young? But yeah, so shout out to the anime listeners.
Didn't have like wavy outsides?
Wavy outsides? I don't understand.
So you know it was a flashback?
No.
Wasn't it
black and
white?
It kind of just started and I was like, why is he a kid? Like, why is he a student?
Why is that guy on the cross, and why are they nailing him?
So, yeah. Nah, cool show, though. I dig why people got into it. I would say it's... I'm not the biggest action anime fan. I have some show... Like, as I've gotten older, I like more, like, the... More relationshipy, more talky, But every once in a while, a good fighting one pops up, and I'm like, hey, let's do it.
I think I'm getting feelings.
Yeah, man, that be happening. People begin feelings.
Oh, no. Nice. I think I came my
pants. Or just like trippy, you know, get some little trippy.
Cool. Well, good times. Let's get to Joe's disappointments.
Reality is often
disappointing. All right.
You ever gone to a movie theater? Go on.
I know I've said this before. You guys laugh at me every time I say it, but I think I'm officially old now. Went to the courts. Not that courts guy. Went to the courts the other day.
Basketball. Yeah,
had to give a deposition. What?
Damn it.
went to custody. Went to the courts the other day and walked in and I had my headphones on. Usually, I hadn't been to the courts in like 2-3 weeks.
Bailiff told you to take them off.
And I haven't been to the court in 2-3 weeks or so because I had some work stuff. First reason, because my leg was kind of hurting, then that rolled into some work stuff. So I kind of just been working, throwing those hours because 12 to 2 for the gym right near my house. So that's what my encouragement was going to be about. Finally got done with that, and then went to the courts Tuesday, and it usually was packed when I was there like 3 weeks ago, but it wasn't packed when I went in. So I walked in, I was like, cool, you know, I'll get my, you know, a little jogging, a little workout in, put up some shots, listen to some pods, just, you know, some time to, you know, get built, work the body, you know, get a little sweat going, just a little good vibes. So there was like these four kids. There was one who looked like a teenager, and then it progressively got younger and younger. Like, but it was like a family of four. Like, it was like an older brother, a slightly younger sister, a younger brother, and then a baby brother. And I was like, huh, it's weird, but okay. But they were with these two dudes, or so I thought. They were with these two dudes, and the two dudes were like playing with them, shooting hoops with them or whatever. So I was like, all right, all of them are on this side of the court, so I'm going to go on this side of the court. So I went on that side of the court, putting up shots, you know, getting my workout in, getting a nice sweat in. And then eventually another adult arrives. And so then I'm approached to play 2-on-2, and I'm like, all right, cool. So at this moment, I take off my headphones, and I hear the children, and these kids are out of control. Guys? These kids are out of fucking control.
6'7".
Okay. They are delinquents. And they are... just bad. Just bad people. Just bad people. Okay. So eventually, we're playing 2-on-2. We're playing 2-on-2. They're on the other side. So I really am not paying any attention to them. I'm playing 2-on-2. And then eventually, towards the end of our 2-on-2, another adult walks in. So once that guy walks in, somebody says, hey, get the oldest of the other kid and we can play threes. So I'm like, all right, cool. So now we invite that kid over to us. But now his younger siblings are watching and engaging. And there was a guy on my team. And this guy had to be older than me by at least 2 to 3 years. And the whole time we were playing the first game when he was on my team, he's talking about how he just got off a 10-hour shift and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And now this, like, 11-year-old is baiting him into just a shouting match. And just the most heinous things are being said. And I literally walked up to the guy that I'm guarding at one point in the checkup. I'm like, I've played a lot of basketball in my life. This is one of the most unprogressive games of basketball I've been a part of. I was like, the kid is like, again, this is like at best, a 12-year-old. He's calling this dude, him and this dude are drawing back and forth. This kid's not in the game, by the way. He's sitting on the sideline. He's not in the game. he's drawn with this adult man back and forth, calling him, "You're a Mex. Are you half Mexican?" And I'm like, "What the? I'm like, what is happening?" And he's like, "Are you trans?" And I'm like, "What is going on?" All right, I walked over to the kid several times. I'm like, "Hey, chill out, man. I'm like, what are you doing?"
Did the judge not say anything this whole time?
The judge just was just sitting there sitting on their hands, not doing anything. No judgment. Passing no judgment. So it got to it was beyond agitating. And then at a certain point, I'm talking to the guy I'm guarding. I'm like, "Man, like y'all can't tell them to be quiet." He was like, "We don't know those kids." He was like, "They were just here when we got here." I was like, "Oh, I thought they were with you guys." And he was like, "No. We just happened to walk in, and then we started shooting on that side, and then they just started shooting with us." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." I was like, "I stopped the game." I was like, "Time out. How old?" I'm talking to the oldest one who's playing with. I'm like, "How old are you, man?" And he won't tell us his age. His sister was outside. His sister walked back in, and I was like, "How old is he?" And she tells us he's 15. And I'm like, 15? I'm like, spring break is not happening. Why are you guys not in school? Like, what is going on here? And he was like, "Oh, we do online school from 6 a.m. to 11. I was like, "I don't believe you." At that moment, during that time, his sister had walked back out. So she walked back and I said, "What time are you guys supposed to do school?" She's like, "We do online school. We do it from 12 to 3. I'm like, "It's 2 o'clock right now. What are you guys doing here?" I was like, "This is ridiculous." I was like, back in my day, if I was late to school, I had to be covert because I might get picked up by truancy. I was like, "There's no truancy up here? What the hell is going on?" I was like, "This is ridiculous." I was like, "You guys came to a public place. There's adults that have to check you in to get in here. How are they allowed to be in here?" And by the end of it, we finished the game. I'm taking off my shoes, and the older brother walks by, and I was like, "Hey, man, next time I see you guys up here and you're acting a fool like this, I'm calling truancy on you." And he was like, "What?" I was like, "You heard me." I was like, "This is ridiculous."
Yeah, Joe is getting old.
The kid doesn't know truancy.
What school are you supposed to go to?
I'm walking to my car, and I get in my car, I'm driving away, and there's like, so the complex where the gym is, so it's a rec center, but right next to it, there's like a health center, there's a boys and girls club, and then there's like an aquatic center. So I'm driving away, and now, mind you, the kids, we all have to leave the rec center at 2 o'clock, so we're all outside now. The kids are just outside now, and the one little boy that's...
They just let him outside now.
He's been causing a ruckus. He's just now talking a lot of shit outside to one of the people who, the same guy. The guy gets in his car. He's like, "Oh, you in a rental car?" And I'm like, "How's that even in a diss?" But whatever. So I'm driving away, and in front of the health center thing, there's like a security guard, and I get to like 2 miles per hour, and I'm making eye contact with the security guard, and I'm looking at him like, "You want to do something, man? Like." You gonna do anything? Like, what are you standing here for? Like, what is going on?
John's calling security on the kids now. These kids are making a ruckus out here.
I'm like, doing? This is ridiculous. I was like, man, somebody needs to put these kids in a somewhere, just somewhere, not here, not in my 2 hours of solace when I'm going to the course. I'm like, what is happening?
You were back in old New York, Joe. Just kids running around.
Oh man, they were running amok. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna call the truancy. I've never heard that word a day.
Right
in
his eye, I said, "If you're here again, and you guys are making a ruckus, I'm calling."
I was always worried about the truancy officers.
I was constantly worried about truancy, and you know what? I wouldn't do if I was like skipping school. Go to the Boys and Girls Club, because you know what they were going to do? Call truancy.
maybe they're from the Boys and Girls
Club. Or send me to school. Like, you skip school, you stay home. You don't go out into the world. Like, what are you doing?
You don't skip school.
They were there again today. They were on their best behavior, so I didn't call truancy. But I promise you, next time, I'm calling truancy.
Oh, so worse. They're behaving
themselves. Next time they're cutting up, I'm calling
truancy. Were they balling? Were they just hanging?
Nah, they were just around.
Freaking kids.
Yeah, man. I was like, what is happening? Where are your parents? What's going on here?
Got to follow them home next time.
We didn't have any.
No, maybe they're, that's how I get arrested.
Maybe they're a group. Maybe they're like an orphanage gang.
Could be.
I don't know. They're definitely all related. Like, they look exactly the same. They all look like just a copy of each other down the chain. It's insane. Mm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but yeah. All right. That was my
disappointment. Sure, DTR. Children disappointed today. By them as well.
I got something to say.
At Jen Carey on Instagram, Florida.
DTR on the Discord. Bad people.
Updated on tax day.
On tax day.
The day before of the week. Scott's bad birthday.
Before Scott's birthday.
Marcus.
41?
On the Discord saying, I accidentally fell and landed butt first into my birthday cake. That is disappointing, Marcus. But happy birthday.
Is that real? You just make this up.
Yeah, you just put it in the Discord.
I feel like you made this up.
The candle was still lit when he fell ass first on it.
Scott, 41, 42.
Joe, that first of all, that's rude, okay? How dare you? Never ask a woman her age. Especially when you're over the four mark.
Yo.
It's definitely not 42, so how dare you?
42? Okay.
That's how old Greg was when we started the show.
That's right. It's been a long time.
That's right. Been a long time. Right. Been a long time. Been a long, 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 long.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Did you guys get high on 420?
I did not.
Ooh.
Take care of the podcast, by the way. I haven't mentioned it. I haven't watched it either. I consume in clips. I don't have space for a new podcast, but shout out to Kid Cudi. He, him and Wiz Khalifa did a pod.
Joe Rogan.
For 420.
Talking about Joe Rogan.
No,
Kid Cudi. I saw Barack Obama, Michelle Obama's podcast.
Really, the issue with the Kid Cudi podcast is somebody definitely got in the marketing lab, and the first episode was Kendall Jenner, and that just pissed me off.
Wow.
Kid Cudi. Yeah. What are you talking to Kendall Jenner about?
I'm going to say, the thing is, like, they kind of tangentially have a connection because Pete and Kid Cudi are friends, and he dated Kim, and then Kid Cudi's also really good friends with Timothy Chalamet and Kendall's. Is it Kendall?
That's what it's Kendall.
Am I getting the right one?
I have no idea. I stopped after.
I don't know. Whichever one that's dating Chalamet was a guest, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to watch that one. But after that, I think Jenna Ortega was a guest, who they did X together. Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel was a guest. That's probably the first episode I would have actually watched or listened
to. Wait, Kel was on there?
Kel was on there, yeah. Him and Kel did an episode. And then 420, they did a special release. Because they usually drop on Wednesdays, but they dropped one on Monday, him and Wiz Khalifa.
So I wonder what fucking Kel's up to these days.
Kel's been up to a lot of things, man. Kel's been out here talking. But my encouragement, I will say, is above water. I'm above water. Like I said, I've been working a bunch.
Got a radiator?
Month or so. And got that taken care of. Got the radiator fixed. So the radiator, this is how this happened. My neighbor, who, if you remember in the lore, when I couldn't get into my house when we were supposed to get in, he had called me over to give me a beer while I was on the phone with the people. So every time I go out to see him, I say, hey, what's going on?
What beer did he give you?
Gave me a Heineken. Give me a Heineken.
Yeah, take that.
So, a couple weeks ago, I was coming home from Walmart, and he was outside working on his car. And I was like,
you gave him COVID?
I was like, oh, man, I need to I was like, oh man, I need to go over there and ask him if he could take a look at my car, if he knows things about cars, because I have an issue with my car, obviously. And I had a coolant leak, because the last time I went to go get an oil change, they were like, your coolant's leaking, so we can't give you an oil change. And I was like, that sounds like a stupid reason, but okay. So when I was getting ready to leave the house again, it might have been two Wednesdays ago, actually. I had walked over to his place because he was working on his car again, and I was like, "Hey, what's going on, man?" He's like, "What's going on?" I was like, "Yeah, man, I explained to him. I was like, "Trying to get an oil change." They said the coolant's leaking, so they can't do an oil change. He was like, "That's stupid." I was like, "I know, right?" He was like, "Let me when my guy comes back from inside, I'll have him look at your car real quick." I was like, "All right, cool." So he calls the guy. The guy comes from inside. He comes to look at my car. First thing he notices is, I don't know if you guys remember this story, but my right side mirror had got knocked off like as soon as I moved to Atlanta, because the gate at the place I lived at knocked it off. So he was like, "You need a new mirror." I was like, "I do." He was like, "Do you have one?" I was like, "Actually, I do," because Ariel had bought me a mirror for Christmas that I just hadn't put on.
That's how I do mechanics.
She had bought it like many moons ago, many Christmases ago, and I just hadn't.
You just
like,
don't have a mirror?
Went to a place to put it on. I just didn't have a mirror, yeah.
You just doing over the shoulder praying?
Yep, getting a little over the shoulder action. Got a little left mirror and a rear view. But
so the guy told
you. So he was like, "I can put that on
Amazon," and then he fixed your radiator too.
Hold on, Greg. He was like, "I could do that right now." I was like, "I don't got the money for it right now. I get paid next week, but we could do that then." So then he looked, and they noticed the leak, and they're like, "Yeah, it's your radiator." And then he was like, "Yeah, you could go." Now the key here is my neighbor had walked over too, and I guess my neighbor knows things about cars as well. And the dude was like, "Yeah, you could probably get one from like AutoZone." My neighbor was like, "Nah. Get one off Amazon. You'll get it for like 70, 80 bucks max. If you go to AutoZone right now, it's going to be like 200 bucks. He was like, "Just order on Amazon and then hit me. Let me know when you got it. And then I'll tell him to come back and then he'll install it." I was like, "All right, cool. Thanks." So ordered it. And Monday, I shot him a text to ask him if he could come over. But apparently, my neighbor already hit him up to come over. And so he put my radiator in. And he was like, "You know, usually I charge people," because he's like a mobile mechanic. He was like, "Usually I charge people $100 like to come out. But because your neighbor had already hit me, I waived it for you and just had him pay it." I was like, "Ooh, nice." Shit. So yeah, it worked out. And then
he was that dude like three heinies.
I was like, "I owe him a couple beers."
He's gonna offer like 50 and be like, "We'll split it."
And then he put the side view mirror on too. So I was like, little 2-for-1 action. So I got a side view mirror back. Nice. I got a new radiator.
It's good to have a mobile mechanic dude that you trust too. Cause,
yeah, it's great.
It's tough to find.
I was gonna say, all he needed was like two beers and, you know, the money for the repairs, and he was good to go. So that was pretty good. Pretty good.
Fuck yeah.
And then he like washed the car. Detailed the rims and everything. Even though I don't have hubcaps anymore, so it's just like I have nice shiny black rims.
Well, you have a wheel. A shiny wheel.
Yeah, the wheel well. Like just nice shiny black wheel wells. Yeah. So yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm encouraged. I mean, it was discouraging because Chelsea's been lost 5 consecutive games without scoring a goal. League play.
Damn!
And they sacked their coach or their boss, Leo Moreau Sr. I don't know how you pronounce it. He hadn't been there very long. But Chelsea fired their coach, their manager, their boss, because they've been about to fall out of, on the brink of failing to qualify for the Champions League, which Joe's team didn't have to worry about. but hopefully somebody gets some turnaround. But it's they're good, then they're bad. They're too good to be this bad. That's all I'm saying.
That was rude, Greg.
I'm glad you caught it.
No need to take a shot at me.
But Avalanche up 2-0 in their series against the LA Kings overtime game last night.
Oh, my two teams.
If we're talking Premier League, though, funnier thing to monitor is Arsenal is about to do the thing again where they're one all year and then they implode at the end of the year. Man City has caught them. They've tied 70 points. And then Tottenham Hotspurs potentially going to fall out of the Premier League altogether. Yeah. That would be relegation. Very interesting to watch.
That Tottenham would be wild. Hotspurs.
I would say Leicester, who the most improbable Premier League victory 10 years ago this year, back in 2016, they have just fallen out of the Champions League. So they're going to level 3 of the English Premier League system. They're going to the third tier. So Wrexham right now is on the outside of the playoff in the Champions. They're sitting at 7. They need to get to 6.
But it's still
with about 5 or so games left.
I mean, even if they don't, I mean, to keep advancing would have been
to be
insane.
7, to be up there
to
in
come
competition
into league
for
in your first season in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's I mean,
for them, I mean, it's a success that they haven't yo-yoed at any point. Like
they've done it within seasons, but in small sample sizes.
But to just keep ascending outside of the first year, and honestly, the best thing for them is to probably take a second year in the Champions to establish themselves a little more, get a couple more established players, and just not spending money over fist, but actually retaining some money, building up the team. So I can't wait.
Currently
for the
in
next
a playoff,
of the show.
They're 6 right now. So
oh, they jumped back to 6.
So
I say last I saw it was on Tuesday. They were at 7.
They're tied with Hull City with the same amount of points, but they're ahead of them on the table.
So they might have won their last game, and Hull probably tied. So that's probably what happened. But they probably had a midweek game, either a Tuesday or Wednesday game.
Yeah. Leicester's 23rd.
So, if they go up, that's even crazier. Relegation. Well, they'll be in the playoff. But, man.
Wow.
By the way, shout out to the Fulham women's team. They won their division.
Nice.
So, shout out to them.
Cool. Well, we don't have any encouragements, here, I don't believe, by the listeners.
Nah,
but
nobody's encouraged by anything.
So, what did we learn this week, gentlemen?
I learned that Joe's an old man. He's threatening kids, sending him to truancy.
I haven't heard the word truancy in like forever. So I didn't even know if it was still a thing. Like, is it still illegal?
Yeah, I don't
even
think it
school,
exists anymore.
I gotta assume it doesn't exist, but it was the only thing I could think of.
With kids being homeschooled these days, it's like, well, how do they know? It's like having an officer dedicated to that stuff. I really doubt that it happens anymore. Why aren't you at school?
So both teams ended up playing yesterday. Wrexham and Hull, and Wrexham won, Hull tied. So that's how they ended up. I was about to say, Hull was 2 points ahead. So that's how that ended up working. I learned that Scott doesn't really care for the all-inclusive package in Vegas. He's not all-inclusive.
I said it was a good deal for other people.
You said it was a good deal, but it's not something that you'd be interested in.
I don't need to be inclusive, dude.
Below the line, people.
So
for all you broke people, okay? For all you non-1%ers out there.
I learned that neither of you guys have do cricketing when you're laying in bed.
Not a cricketer.
Perhaps you
no,
should
we're
try.
Not.
The Frontier Airlines of podcasts. Very funny, Scott.
So we got it. Speaking of that, we got to discuss our flight plans, Scott. If you end up doing the overnight,
discuss a different.
We could take the same flight, possibly the following day.
Oh, it's not air. You saw that video too?
There's enough first class seats left. Lean with it, rock with it.
Yeah, so I just thought it was a dance. And come to find out, one of the guys from the song was on some podcast, because everyone's on a podcast at all times everywhere. And he said guys, you don't realize it's lean with it and rock. So lean, the drink, and crack rock. And I was like, whoa.
Wait, lean is a drink?
Yeah, like scissor.
Okay. I've never
heard of it. Styrofoam cup of.
Yeah, it's referred to as lean.
Got it.
Hmm.
So, yeah. That was.
I think that's made up.
It's all made up. Everything's made up.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Because as soon as he said it, it immediately hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, yep, that. Well, it's one of those things like, you know, sweet cherry pie is about, you know, having sex. And kids are just singing it. And it's like, oh, wait a second. You get older, you're like, wait, what were we singing? Yeah, she's my cherry pie. Like the white people were just singing it as kids, and then it's like, wait,
wait, oh, dude, all that music was about that show.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, so am I surprised that somebody made a drug song, and then I come to find out 20 years later it was a drug song? Like, oh snap!
Do you know Regulators is about the IRS? Idol
is about masturbation.
I was going to say, it was funny because the first time I heard Kanye West's Diamonds Are Forever, I was a kid, obviously, because that was on his second album. So I might have been like, if his first album came out when I was going into the fifth grade, so the second
turns
album
out it was about Nazis. Was
into the sixth grade. Very funny, Scott. But one of the lines was, sit back and imagine. Seeing Vegas on acid, seeing through see Yves Saint Laurent glasses, and I just thought it was cool wordplay or whatever. And then I got to high school and I heard it again. I was like, "Oh, he's on acid in Vegas! Oh shit!" I was like, "The glasses. Lights, all the lights." I was like, "Oh, it makes so much more sense now that I understand what acid is." I had no comprehension of what he was talking about. Yeah. All right, well, Greg, take us out.
All right, well, thank you everybody for listening to another episode of A New Low. We are A New Low Pod on all
social media. You got the Barney theme songs about actually smoking crack in a
barn. Please review our podcast on whatever you use to listen to your podcast. Go to shop.anewlow for A New Low merch. Listen to the other shows on the A New Low Podcast Network. You have Who Does a Podcast with Joe and Kyle and Rick. And Cheers to the Press Box with Joe and Brennan, soon to
Kyle
be.
And Rick.
Special having guy. If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anewlow.co. And remember, it's a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!